In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, so far it's been a long, hot summer in Fort Wayne. Classes are progressing. CITI students are becoming more comfortable with signing. Seminarians are pushing on with their studies. Greek students are having serious doubts about their sanity. In other words, it's a typical Fort Wayne summer. And yet, in the midst of all this typical Fort Wayne summer, there are perhaps in each of our minds private thoughts and doubts that maybe perhaps you've done the wrong thing. Perhaps you shouldn't have left your job, family, friends, security, to come to this place to prepare for the office of the Holy Ministry. What does the future hold? Where is this Jesus who says, "Follow me," actually leading me? I wish I could answer that question for each of you, but I simply cannot. I don't know what God has for you tomorrow. I don't know what God has for me tomorrow. All I know is what you already know, and that is he calls us simply to keep following him, to keep following him with that enthusiasm that brought you to this place. You know, two of Jesus' disciples in our text had a great deal of enthusiasm. James and John, these sons of thunder, had left all to follow this carpenter from Galilee. And when the Samaritans rejected Jesus because Jesus had set his face toward Jerusalem, their reaction was this: to call fire down from heaven and destroy those Samaritans. You see, these disciples had a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of dedication, if nothing else. Yet they had not learned the most important lesson of all. The Jesus whom they followed is not the Lord of vengeance and wrath, but the incarnate God of love. Jesus would allow no fire from heaven. He had come to save the world, not to destroy it. He had come to bring life to this world, not death. Perhaps your enthusiasm is just as strong as James and John's. I hope it is. But I also hope it is more directed at grace from heaven than fire from heaven. You are here because you believe that God would call you into the holy ministry. And here, as you study his precious word, you learn of the Jesus who is love, the Jesus whose tremendous love for this fallen world brought him into our midst. Here you are equipped to see a world of Samaritans, not as enemies, but as people for whom Christ has died and risen. And as you go through this preparation process, as you follow Jesus, and as he ultimately, according to his good and gracious will lead you into his office, there are some serious temptations and doubts which do indeed come to us. Notice three would-be disciples in our text. First, there's one man who listens to the call of earthly things. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Next, a second man listens to the call of earthly duties. He said to another man, "Follow me." But the man replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Third, another man comes, and this time this one listens to the call of earthly relationships. "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. As you sit in this chapel this morning, what thoughts fill your minds? What pressures of this world, what temptations of the world, the devil, or your own flesh lure your devotion from that goal that's set before you? Deafen your ears to the call of Jesus. Come, follow me. One of the mysteries of our text is that we don't know what happened to each of these men, what they finally did with the words of Jesus. Did the first choose earthly comforts, or did he follow the Jesus who had no home? Did the second choose earthly duties, or did he leave the dead to bury the dead? Did the third put earthly relationships over Jesus, or did he keep his hand on the plow? I think that perhaps these are left unresolved for us so that we can ask those questions of ourselves. What is more important to you and to me than the call of Jesus? Just as I don't know your future, I also don't know what you've left behind in order to prepare for the ministry. But I do know the promise of God. He places before you more possessions than this world could possibly hold. He places before you heaven itself. And he does this not because of some merit in your decision to come to the seminary. He places it there purely out of his love, out of his grace, and through the cross and the tomb. He places before you a higher duty than any other. As pastors of the church, your only duty will be to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and to administer his sacraments. But more than a duty, it's the greatest privilege a human being can have. You will stand before others and you will proclaim the one who has called you. You will tell them of God's tremendous love in Jesus Christ, the love that sent him to Calvary, the love that raised the Son of God from the dead, the love that absolves a world of lost sinners. By your hands, this one who says, "Follow me," will himself baptize those who come to that font. Will himself claim those, just as he claimed you, whenever that was in your life, to be his own child. By your hands, Jesus Christ himself will feed his people with his own supper. He calls you and places before you a greater family than all of your earthly relationships, regardless of how large or small that earthly family is into which you were born. Through your baptism, he has already made you his son and a joint heir with Christ. And as a pastor, you will stand before his people, his family, as a father, and lead and guide and speak in the name of the true Father in heaven, our great and gracious God. My dear brothers in Christ, God has brought you to this place. He has enfolded you in his love. He has directed you. He has blessed you to this point in your life. Much sooner than you may now think, he will call you to go and to proclaim the everlasting gospel to others. Never give up. Keep your hand to that plow and know that the one who calls will take care of the rest. Amen.